This episode of The Truth contains strong language.
I really don't want to leave.
Then don't.
Megan, I'm already late to this meeting as it is.
So, you don't even want to work. It can't be about the money.
I kind of need the money if I want to be here with you.
We could figure it out.
If only it were that easy. One second, I gotta check this.
Where the hell are you right now? I'm outside your apartment, let me in.
I'm really sorry, but I've gotta go.
What? Okay, don't forget our trip on the 3rd.
I wouldn't miss it for the world.
You know you're already an hour late for lunch with Cindy Chin, right? Why aren't you even dressed?
I don't know, man. It must have slipped my mind.
This could restart your career. You didn't even read the script, did you?
But yeah, of course I read the script.
Oh, yeah? And what's it about?
Oh, come on, Evan. Don't do that.
Do you know how hard this was to land, dude? I mean, the least you could do is show up for it.
Please. She'd be lucky to have me.
You're kidding me, right? You are not as in demand as you used to be, okay? Look at this place. When is the last time you even left this place?
What are you talking about? I'm never here.
Staycation doesn't count.
I don't know. Maybe it's been a couple weeks.
A couple weeks? Just a couple, you think?
Yeah, I don't keep track of it, man. I don't know.
What do you do all day?
I go see Megan, Evan.
I thought you were done with that, Charlie. Come on.
Her, Evan. Megan is a her.
Just do me a favor and promise. Promise me you don't tell anyone else about her.
Why? Why the hell is that?
Seriously? I mean, you know how this town is.
All right, fine. Whatever. I don't care, as long as you'll shut up about it.
Have you ever been to a place that you love so much that you didn't want to leave? Well, what if you could be there whenever you wanted, at the touch of a button? I'm Jonathan Mitchell, this is The Truth, and this episode is about a guy who found that place and fell in love.
I'm excited to tell you that one of our favorite Radiotopia siblings, Ear Hustle, is back with a new season. Ear Hustle is a show about life inside prison, but it's not your typical prison podcast. Co-hosts Nigel Poor and Erlon Woods have recently been spending time at 4 California prisons and have a season's worth of funny, surprising, and unforgettable stories to share. In a recent episode, they were able to visit a groundbreaking prison hospice where they spoke to men who are grappling with the reality of dying inside prison. Also coming up this season are stories about the objects people keep inside their prison cells, complicated mom-daughter relationships in prison, and incarcerated people who wonder whether they've become too comfortable behind bars. Stories about life on the inside, told by those who live it. Find Ear Hustle wherever you get your podcasts.
Now back to anywhere in the world.
Is there anything else I can get for you, gentlemen?
No, I think we're good for now. Thank you.
All set. Thank you.
Okay.
Is everything okay there, buddy?
I'm sorry. You're Charlie Richards, right?
The one and only.
Oh, that is so insane. I've been a fan of you for my whole life.
I appreciate the support. Thanks, man.
So I'm sure that you get this like all the time, but I'm an actor too, and my friends and I are making this web series. And I know that, you know, everyone's got a web series and whatever, but this is really good, I think. And there's a role you'd be perfect for. Would you like mind taking a look at the script or?
Evan, can you please?
Yeah, not today, kid.
Okay. Yeah, no worries. Okay, sorry to bother you, Mr. Richards.
Hmm? Now, do you see why I never leave?
Oh, come on. Kind of sweet.
Every single time I leave the house, Evan. Every single time. It's not sweet anymore.
You telling me that doesn't make you miss the spotlight, even a little?
Keep dreaming, pal. One second, I gotta take this.
Charlie, I'm going crazy here. You've gotta tell me what to pack. Are we gonna be outside, or is it like a formal thing?
Who's that?
Nobody.
Nobody. Why'd you check it immediately?
It was a voicemail from Megan, all right?
They never want you logged out of that thing, do they?
It really is, Hale.
See, I told you.
Hi, I'm really sorry to bother you, but my son's a huge fan. Isaac and the Beast is his favorite movie of all time.
You see this? What did I just tell you, huh?
Charlie?
Where's he going?
Charlie?
Okay, so these are the woods behind my parents' old house. This is basically where I spent my entire childhood.
Oh, are they still here?
My mom is. But we don't really talk anymore.
What happened?
I was emancipated when they got divorced. So here's what you gotta do. So first, you've gotta find the perfect rock, right? So you look for a flat one, like this.
Okay.
This is perfect. And then, when you throw it, you gotta make sure that you keep your wrists straight. That's the secret.
Okay.
Are you kidding me?
Yes!
A triple skipper, that is insane! Now, it is no beachside cocktail, but I'm telling you, you have never had soft serve this good.
Oh, okay. Well, I believe it when I taste it.
Well, seriously, you are in for a treat. Everything here is homemade. It's great.
Hey, welcome. What can I get for you two today?
Hey, can I get a medium pistachio?
Yeah, coming right up.
That is so weird. I feel like I know this guy.
Oh, I know he used to work here, but wouldn't he need to be a lot older for you to remember him?
No, that's not it. I can't put my finger on it.
Here you go, medium pistachio. Can I get anything for you, sir?
Wait, no, I do know who you are. You're that guy from the restaurant.
I don't follow you, man.
Look, thanks for being a fan, but this is getting bizarre. I'd appreciate it if you leave.
What?
Now.
Charlie, can you give the guy a rest?
No, I'm not gonna. Not until he tells me what the hell he's doing here.
Well, I work here?
Charlie, are you gonna order something?
Yeah, fine. I mean, yeah, of course. Can I get a small black cherry swirl?
Sure thing, pal.
Wow. What the hell's gotten into you? You're acting so weird.
I think I gotta head home for a bit.
You just got here. Charlie, come on.
Yeah, I know.
You haven't even gotten your cone yet.
I'll be back soon. Okay?
Okay, would you like anything else with that today?
I'm not sure.
Hey, you, yeah, come here. How the hell did you get into my simulation?
What?
When I signed up, they told me it would be private.
Okay, excuse me, I'm with a customer right now, but if you could just wait over there, I will be with you in a minute.
No, we're doing this right now. Let's go, start talking.
Look, I don't know what this is about, but all I want to do is eat, so.
All right, just hurry up.
Okay, so that was a filet mignon, rare, and was there anything else I can get you today?
Another beer, if that's not too much trouble.
No, it's not too much trouble. I'll have it right out. Okay, what can I do for you, Mr. Richards?
Look, buddy, I don't know what you're getting out of spying on me,
Whoa, I'm not some kind of creep here.
Okay, well, all I know is that you showed up in my staycation account.
Okay, I understand. Hey, Lisa, can you take care of my tables for a sec?
Sure, no problem.
Thank you. Okay, let's go talk someplace a little more private. You want to smoke?
No. Am I going to get an explanation or what?
I did some work for them a while back. If you could even call it that. I mean, they just scanned my body and had me answer, like, a bunch of questions on mic.
I don't understand. What are you talking about?
Well, they wanted to make sure that the whole experience feels super real, right? So they hired actors to stand in for the character models. That guy that you spoke to, that wasn't me. It's just an avatar.
So they use actors for everyone in there?
Yeah. Good gig.
Okay, so if you're real, does that mean everyone in staycation is based off of someone real?
I don't know, man. Yeah, probably.
Huh. Hey, do you still have the contact information for the casting director?
Yeah. Give me your card and if I find it, I'll email it to you.
Yeah, would you do that? That would be, hold on. Here. That's incredible, man. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah,
thanks for that.
There's no problem. Oh, plus that's a nice, easy way for me to send you a copy of that script that I was telling you about. Dude, you're gonna love it.
Yeah, whatever you want, man.
Mr. Richards.
Hi, yes, please. Abigail, call me Charlie.
What can I do for you, Charlie?
So as you know, I am a huge fan of staycation, and I had a quick question for you.
Sure. What's on your mind?
Well, if what I've been told is true, all of your character models are based off of real actors?
Mm-hmm, that's correct.
Great. So there is a woman that I met inside, Megan, and I've been dying to meet the actor who played her.
Oh, we have a strict confidentiality agreement with all of our previous contractors.
Right, which I completely understand, but I've got this project coming up that I really think she would be perfect for.
Look, I'd get into a lot of trouble with legal if I gave you that kind of information.
Abigail, come on, please.
I'm sorry, Mr. Richards.
Name your price.
Well, okay, fine. I've got a business opportunity. And if you were to accept, we might be able to make an exception.
Anything. Please, tell me.
Well, we've been talking about signing a celebrity spokesperson for months now.
And what would that entail?
We'd have you record a commercial spot. Maybe scan you in for a few in-simulation appearances. Nothing more than a day's work.
You know, I'm not really looking for work right now. I've been enjoying a bit of an early retirement.
Okay, well, don't hesitate to reach out if you change your mind.
No, wait, Abigail. Don't go.
Work doesn't have to stop you from seeing the globe. Time doesn't have to prevent you from visiting the opposite hemisphere. Walk along the Santa Monica Pier during your lunch break. Climb to the peak of Mount Everest before bed. If you're lucky, you might even get a chance to meet me. Experience anywhere in the world from the comfort of your own home. The only thing stopping you is you. Book your staycation now with offer code Charlie Richards and receive a limited time 20% discount.
Are you fucking kidding me with this staycation shit?
You said you wanted me to work. You've been saying that for months.
What did you get out of this? A phone number? I mean, this is not work. You're not getting paid.
This is about the money, Evan. I can help you out, all right?
No, jackass. It's about the principle of the thing. I mean, I asked you to keep this quiet, and now you're basically the company fucking spokesperson.
I am keeping it quiet. And besides, if this works the way I know it will, you'll get your wish. I won't have to use staycation anymore, ever again. Isn't that what you want?
I still think it's a bad idea.
Why? Why is this a bad idea?
I've known you for 20 years, and I've watched you do this 1,000 times. You become obsessed with something, and no matter what it is, you're disappointed when it's finally yours.
No, this is gonna be different.
That staycation again?
Don't worry about that.
You don't have to ignore it on my account.
Charlie, where are you? It's been so long since I've seen you. I hope everything's okay.
Is something wrong?
No, whatever. She doesn't matter anymore. Did you set up that meeting for me?
Look, obviously I can't talk you out of this, but please, do not come crying to me when it backfires.
It will not backfire, Evan. I promise you.
Fine. She'll be at Giorgio's on Tuesday at 2.
This is why I love you.
Holy shit. When my agent told me that Charlie Richards called, I was convinced he was pulling a prank.
Never. Remind me your name again?
Rachel. Rachel Donnelly?
Rachel, yes, of course. It's so nice to finally meet you.
Oh, I mean, the pleasure's all mine.
I hope you don't mind. I ordered us some drinks. Is a gin and tonic okay?
That's perfect. How'd you know?
I must be psychic.
So where have you seen my work? I haven't done anything but pill commercials in months.
There was a one-woman show a few years back at the Zephyr, I think.
Oh, God. You've got to be kidding. That was terrible.
No, you don't give yourself enough credit.
Yeah, I think I'd remember if you were in the crowd.
I do my best to blend in when I can.
Of course. Yeah, that makes sense. So, what's this project you wanted to discuss with me?
Well, I got this script in my inbox the other day, and I swear you were the first person to come to mind.
That's so flattering.
So, have we had a chance to look over the menu?
Yeah, can we get the roasted broccoli starter? And I'll have the branzino.
Good choice. And for you, miss?
I'll go with the roast pork shank.
Perfect. I'll get those started right away.
You're not a vegetarian.
God, no. Now, tell me about this roll you've got for me.
Well, she's layered. A school teacher who moonlights as an assassin for an international organization until...
That's a staycation notification.
Yeah, sorry. Let me just turn that off.
Tell me this isn't about her.
Yeah. Yeah, it is, actually.
Can you explain to me what about her makes everyone fall so head over heels?
Everyone?
You're not the first guy to track me down.
Oh, I don't know. It's hard to explain.
Okay. Try me.
Well, you're warm. You're funny. But you've got a dark side to you, too. I mean, all that stuff you told me about your mom, how you'd heat up ketchup and water on the stove as a kid because she was too drunk to remember to buy groceries.
Oh, Jesus Christ. How do they get to write this shit?
Wait, she wasn't based off of you? The real you, I mean?
That'd be weird, don't you think?
I mean, I don't know. I just assumed that they took all of that from you when they scanned you in.
Okay, look, I don't know how much time you spent with that thing, but it wasn't me. And frankly, I find it pretty unnerving that you'd want it to be.
Okay, but couldn't we try to take this one day at a time and get to know each other? And see what happens. That's all I'm asking.
I'm married.
Okay, but I'm in love with you.
Okay, I think that's my cue to leave.
Rachel, please, please, wait. What about the movie?
Oh, please. You and I both know there's no fucking movie.
Charlie, I really need to see you. We've got to talk. I think it'd be better if we did it in person.
Oh, wow. You're here.
Yeah, of course I'm here. Why would you be surprised?
Well, because you've been ghosting me for days.
I know. I'm sorry. I've been selfish. You deserve better than that.
Yeah. Well, that's one of the reasons I wanted to talk to you.
Okay.
I met someone, Charlie.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Wait, it's barely been a week.
Yeah, well, sometimes when something's right, a week is enough.
I couldn't remember what you wanted, babe. Is Jen okay?
It's perfect.
What the hell? That's... that's me.
Charlie. Meet Charlie.
I've heard so much about you, pal. Megan, you never told me how handsome he was.
It was the weirdest thing. The second you disappeared, he came into my life.
Megan, look, I promise you, whatever I was going through, it's over. Okay?
It's too late.
What do you mean it's too late?
When I realized that he wasn't gonna walk out on me, my mind was made up.
Look, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Don't.
You were all that I ever wanted.
Okay, Charlie, I think it'd probably be better if you just go.
Don't worry, pal. I'll take good care of her. You better. So, babe, what do you want to do tomorrow?
Anything. Just as long as it's with you.
To hear more original stories like this, go to thetruthpodcast.com. You can also follow us on Twitter and Instagram. Our handle is The Truth Fiction. Anywhere in the World was written by Bob Raimunda and produced by me, Jonathan Mitchell. It was performed by Chris Cafaro, Tessa Hirsch, Richie Moriarty, Mark Gessner, Nikki Thomas, Asher Herbstman, Amy Warren, Mary McDonnell, Davey Gardner, and Bob Raimunda. Special thanks to Magna Theater. They offer classes and shows on improv, sketch, and storytelling in New York City. You can learn more at magnettheater.com. The Truth is a part of Radiotopia from PRX, we're a curated network of extraordinary, cutting-edge podcasts. You can learn more about all the Radiotopia shows at radiotopia.fm. Our associate producers are Kara Ehlenfeld and Sophie Elkezian. I'm Jonathan Mitchell, and you have been hearing
The Truth.
Radiotopia.